This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean. And Rach, would you have been excited if Eurovision was still going ahead this weekend?
For sure.
It's so much fun. Do you normally get up early and get ready to have a good time?
I did last year. I very much did, and it was fantastic. In previous years, not so much. I guess the more I'm around the Joy community, the more I get into Eurovision.
Well, that's fair. Our Joy Eurovision crew are absolutely amazing. Well, to change the tide of that, there's something a little exciting happening. Instead of Eurovision, there's a Euro fetish song contest or show competition that's happening where the fetish communities of Europe are getting behind everything and doing their own little Eurovision, which is a little exciting.
Oh, this sounds like every homosexual's wet dream.
Well, it's a whole lot of fun. I mean, it can be fun for everybody, not just the gay guys. And there are two Australians who are actually competing in the competition, but there's a little bit of a trick to their competing. And joining us on the line is the lovely Bruce, who's going to be representing Australia in Euro fetish. I've got to get that right eventually by the end of the interview. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
Oh, very good. Rach and I are very excited. And also on the other line, we have a very familiar voice to the Joy airwaves, the lovely Liam, who is from Joy Eurovision, who you'd hear always going on and on about Eurovision.
Liam.
But Liam is not representing Australia.
What?
I know.
What do you mean?
Liam, you've got some explaining to do.
Oh, tata earth to us. look, I think anyone who's listened to Joy Eurovision knows I am a hardcore Estonia stan, so I will be representing Estonia.
That is so random.
Well, it's not for you, which is a little bit crazy, yeah. But it's still pretty exciting to have two Aussies, both Liam and Bruce, representing whatever country you want to and your fetish and being a part of this competition. So, Bruce, how exactly did this come about and your involvement become a part of it?
So it was started by Spain's Mother and Fetish Club. They, as you know, they've been in lockdown for a huge amount of time and really restricted with what they can do. So they've also lost all of the European fetish events have been cancelled for the year. So they came up with something fun to do, which was gather some videos from all the countries to recreate their own Eurovision based upon entries from the past years.
So you're going to be representing Australia. What have you got planned?
I cannot say.
Oh, you're not allowed to tell us. Oh, the excitement builds. Can you at least tell us what fetish you'll be repping in the comp?
Definitely leather.
Lovely. Definitely
leather. And probably a little bit of utility.
Oh, okay. What has it been? Quite a bit of fun. Doing this and being a part of it all.
It has. It has. There's actually 21 countries that have got together to participate. So it's fantastic to know how much everyone's got on board to just have some fun with it.
Now, Liam Clark, you're representing Estonia, not Australia, in the competition, which really doesn't come as a shock to anyone who knows about you, Eurovision, or anything to do with it. Are you excited to be competing and representing Estonia? And why aren't there any fetish Estonians standing up and doing it?
There are plenty of fetish Estonians, but they're all fairly shy. In fact, there's 21 countries competing in the contest. But there was they reached out to 43 different countries originally, and there were a lot of people in Eastern and Central Europe who were interested in taking part. But due to the less than ideal societal acceptance of fetish, decided not to take part. We do have contestants representing Poland, Hungary, and Russia.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's pretty cool. But there was a lot of other countries like Azerbaijan, Lithuania, Ukraine, that had people who wanted to take part, but could not. However, I am a member of the Leather and Fetish Club of Estonia, and all but one person is happy for me to be representing them.
Who's the one person? Is it like your grandmother or something?
No, it's this one Estonian guy who's like, it should be an Estonian. And then one of my other friends is like, why don't you do it? And he's like, I don't want to.
This is the entertaining thing of it now. Now, for all of us here in Australia, this, just like we would Eurovision Morning, requires us, if we want to watch and be a part of it, because it's all going to be streaming with all of the different performances, to just get up, because it's kicking off for Australian Eastern Standard Time at about 5 o'clock in the morning, isn't it, guys?
Yep, but it should all be done by about 8, so you can go back to bed after.
Which I kind of love it. So we're still getting, for us anyway here in Australia, we're still getting that spirit of Eurovision that we always have. What concerns me is getting my fetish on at the same time, because I am going to have a massive Eurovision weekend. I'm obviously going to be listening to Joy Eurovision. They've got the second half of their Your Pick Eurovision songs happening, which is pretty exciting. I'm obviously going to, and my housemate loves Eurovision and is really upset because normally he's in whatever country Eurovision is happening. This is the first year he's not, and I don't think I'm ready for the wave of depression. So being able to do this and have a bit of fun with it is pretty exciting, but I guess I'm going to have to fetish up as well, right?
Yeah, sure. But I mean, you've got plenty of comfortable fetish wear. I know you, Dean.
That's Liam being shady again. How dare he?
All right, gentlemen, I have a very important question. Usually we can just turn on our free-to-air TV to watch the Eurovision Song Contest. How do we actually watch this one? Is it going to be on free-to-air TV, or do we need to tune in
Could you
another
imagine?
Way?
You will be able to watch it by going to the Facebook page of the Spanish Leather and Fetish Club, which is, I believe, SLFC.
Yes. We're going to put those details up on our...
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, don't worry. We're going to put the details up in the podcast and up on our Facebook page. If you actually go to the Mad Wednesday Facebook page right now, you'll see the link to the event, so you can click interested or going. I am going to be spending the rest of this week making fun of Liam. My question is, Liam, are you repping rubber or leather? Because I know you like to dabble.
Yeah, I'm going with rubber.
Oh, of course you are.
I have rubber roughly in the colours of the Estonian flag, so...
That's true.
What colours are the Estonian flag?
Black, blue, white,
black,
and
white.
Yeah. Ooh! Now, I'm learning so much right now.
So true.
Now, Bruce, education.
I'm really excited, Bruce, because originally you did reach out to me to see if I could do one of the performances, and I didn't have the time. So I'm really excited, Bruce, that you've actually stepped up and are repping Australia. I think that's absolutely fantastic that you, because when we were chatting about it, you were like, oh, Liam can't do it, and can you? And you're actually putting yourself right in there, which I think is fantastic. Are you nervous?
Of course I'm nervous, but it was also a whole lot of fun to actually get out there and do some stuff and get into my gear, even though it was in my backyard, just to get that reason to get out and be in my gear and be myself in ways I haven't been able to without a social setting.
So, now, have you both been like me, who kind of gearing up in and physical distancing? So I've realised I've barely been doing any washing because I've just been wearing my fetish gear around the house all the time, and it's easier to get on and off than like any other clothes. Have you guys been doing the same? Rachel's face right now is amazing. Sorry, what was that, Bruce?
I'd have to say I don't find mine easy to get into most of the time.
Yeah, mine either.
Do you have to, like, lube yourself up to get into
well,
it?
Well, you do with the rubber. Like, powdering is really important. And this is my nightmare is I actually... I want to be able to get into rubber to support Liam and also get into leather to support Bruce. But my nightmare is I can't get into my rubber gear alone. I need a helping hand. And thanks to physically distancing, that's basically not possible.
Here's an important question. Is there any female or non-binary artists, fetishesses? What do you call you? What do you call?
I'm people.
People in the competition.
I'm pretty sure Belgium is being represented by a drag queen, but I am not 100% certain other than that. But I know there are definitely there's a diverse number of people and identities making up the jury.
Ooh, and that's good to know.
And this isn't just something for men who have sex with men or for people who are necessarily into gear. You can get up on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and you can watch and you can be a part of it, and you can just be wearing your PJs, or you can wear your gear, whatever that may be for you, or you can just be naked at your house.
Yes.
We're not fussed in any way, shape or form. Whatever is comfort for you, get in there, watch the Euro Fetish Show contest. See these wonderful two Aussies performing, the lovely Bruce representing Australia and Liam representing Estonia, and a good luck cheer to everyone doing it. It's going to be a whole heap of fun. I can't wait to get up in the morning and watch. Thanks for doing the competing, guys. It's absolutely fantastic. And thanks for chatting to us on Mad Wednesday.
But there's also going to be public voting as well.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.